stack of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria, Polokwane and Rustenburg 22, Johannesburg 18, Emalahleni 20 degrees.
Couple of crashes on the roads. Diepsloot N14 westbound, the accident before the R511 Diepsloot exit, and Buccleuch N3 northbound, a crash before the Buccleuch interchange.
Johannesburg residents have been urged to store water ahead of Rand Water's extensive maintenance program taking place from tomorrow. The bulk supply is expected to conduct maintenance between the 22nd of June and the 29th of July. The move will affect several systems. Your spokesperson, Makonosi Maru.
It's important for Rand Water to undertake this maintenance project because we are able to preserve the quality and integrity of our infrastructure. But also we are able to ensure that we increase the lifespan of the assets. So we are maintaining infrastructure so that we have uninterrupted water supply for the current and future generations.
The state is tracing a second suspect in the theft and fraud case against IEC Commissioner Nomsa Masuku. Masuku briefly appeared in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court sitting in Palm Ridge this morning, where she faces charges over alleged fraud amounting to 1.2 million rand during her tenure as the head of Standard Bank's corporate social investment program, the Adopt School Trust. The National Prosecuting Authority's Pindu Mdondwane confirmed Masuku faces charges of fraud, money laundering and theft.
The state alleges that between the period December 2012 and March 2013, 800,000 rands was transferred to the account of a second suspect in the matter without any authority. Furthermore, that Masuku awarded bursaries to ineligible beneficiaries, allegedly using the funds from the Adopt a School Scholarship Trust. The case was postponed to September the 4th, 2024, for the state to trace the outstanding suspect.
South African consumers are optimistic about their finances, with 72% expecting income increases over the next year. According to TransUnion's Consumer Pulse study, inflation remains a top concern for 77% of the respondents, alongside interest rates at 55% and job security at 52%, while 71% are optimistic about household finances, 38% anticipate difficulties in servicing debt. And finally, Bulls flanker Marco van Staden says while they are aware of the threat posed by Glasgow, the main focus this week has been on their own play and what final means to the people of Pretoria. The men in blue take on Glasgow in the United Rugby Championship final at Loftus-Versfeld tomorrow. It's the Bulls' second URC final in 3 years.
Stay calm, do the things we do, focus on ourselves and the things we can control, we do it very well. But yeah, not to make the occasion too big. So we have to keep doing what we're doing because there's a reason why we're in this privileged position.
Bulls coach Jake White says he's not sure if Glasgow will be able to play the attacking rugby they're known for in a final.
What I would like us to do is do what we did well. What I'd like us to do is do the things we can control. And the things that I think that are important for us to win the game is that we focus on ourselves. I don't think we can spend too much time on worrying about what other teams, you know, especially what Glasgow are going to do on the weekend, whether they play the same or don't play the same.
I'm Chanel September, more news in Afrikaans at 4.
What? 1 second? Well, you've outdone yourself today, lady. Thank you, Chanel. Hey, listen, before we give you the competition details, you thought that it was just crazy with the TikTok thing there in the Americanas. Mm. Right, so TikTok owned by ByteDance, a Chinese-controlled company. We don't want that. So you can only post on the socials if it's an American company, right? It has not ended there. Joe Biden's administration has banned the Russian-based security company Kaspersky from distributing its popular antivirus products in the U.S. Kaspersky's